Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm putting together a team of young Christian right-wing men who have never felt the touch of a woman in their lives, but have somehow been plucked out of their daily situation and placed right into a high-up position within the Trump administration. For example, check out this dude. Trump just appointed a 22-year-old ex-gardener and grocery store assistant to lead U.S. terror prevention. What in the hell? Just because you put on a suit and comb your hair does not mean you are a professional. Before we even dig into this wild story, I kind of want to lead with something that I find a little bit more terrifying. Have you guys heard of Paul Ingracia, the 30-year-old conservative lawyer who has openly posted a lot of anti-Semitic, pro-Russia, insane conspiracy stuff, and now he's leading the agency that protects whistleblowers and is very, very important. I mean, he goes on the team. He goes on the team along with this 22-year-old dude, along with Big Balls. Remember Big Balls from Doge? All of the Doge guys go on this team. Place Elon Musk on this team as well. Let's continue. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. This reads, President Trump has nominated a 30-year-old conservative lawyer. If we want to check out his tweets, he posted not long ago. Andrew Tate is an extraordinary human being. Not only in terms of sheer physical prowess, though he is that in spades, but perhaps even more impressively, he is sharp as a tack and has the willpower and spirit to match. Conservatives talk a lot about liberals being gay or whatever, but this is gayer than anything that my most homosexual friend could ever even dream of writing. He is the embodiment of the ancient ideal of excellence, to seek perfection of mind, body, and spirit. Get a room, Paul Ingracia. That's not even the crazy one. He said about Ilhan Omar, we have to make illegal for people like this to run their mouths with such vile and absolutely zero repercussion. I mean, damn, so you don't care about the First Amendment, yet Trump places him in a high position of power. He's also openly pro-Russia. If confirmed by the Senate, Ingracia would oversee the agency that enforces the Hatch Act, which limits government employees from engaging in certain partisan political activities and provides protections to whistleblowers. The agency is separate and distinct from special counsels appointed by the DOJ, such as Robert Mueller or Jack Smith. But still, he would be overseeing cases with whistleblowers and cases regarding the Hatch Act. As NPR reported earlier this month, Jewish civil rights leaders have raised concerns about Ingracia's ties to extremists, particularly in light of the admin's stated commitment to fight anti-Semitism. The Trump admin recently promoted Kingsley Wilson to the role of the Pentagon press sec, which said that Wilson was unfit for government service because she shared an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory lifted right out of the Nazi playbook. The anti-Semitism is terrible, but what concerns me, obviously, is the anti-Semitism, the support for Andrew Tate, the misogyny. All of this is bad. Of course, the Holocaust revisionism. I could go down the list forever. But the sheer willingness to support Russia on his social media shows a betrayal of America that I just don't think you should want to see in politics. Until recently, Ingracia's Instagram featured a pinned photo of him posing with Andrew Tate. In June of 2024, he was in the crowd of an impromptu rally for Nick Fuentes. That is absolutely terrible. He's a terrible person. And because he's a terrible person, he gets pushed up into power. Let's go back to this dude, the 22-year-old gardener. Really quickly, you guys remember Big Balls. Democrats are now asking who gets Big Balls in the Musk-Trump divorce. I don't know. Put him with this group of young white dudes who haven't felt the touch of a female. Representative Jared Moskowitz sarcastically highlighted President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk's apparent rift over the big, beautiful bill, posing the question, what happens to the tech team?
I mean, who's going to get Big Balls? I'm worried about him in the divorce. The children always get caught in the middle, right? And so I just, you know, if he's out there, I just want him to know we're rooting for him. Certainly, we've not made FEMA more efficient.
Hey, let's go back to this dude. The inexperienced 22-year-old, reportedly tasked by Donald Trump with tackling U.S. extremism, was working as a neighborhood gardener just 5 years ago and in a grocery store just 2 years ago, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Everybody... Now, let's be nuanced here. Working as a gardener or working in a grocery store is a very common job for anybody at any age, but especially somebody who was a teenager at the time. That's not even the problem. The problem isn't with the jobs in and of themselves. I've worked multiple jobs before I began doing YouTube full-time. The thing is, you can't escalate somebody into this position of power purely because of loyalty when their resume shows a complete lack of experience. We're going to run into the same problems we ran into with Pete Hegseth. Almost immediately, we saw that he couldn't run an organization, not even an organization, a department this huge with 2 million people working and almost a $1 trillion budget. We expect this dude to lead our U.S. terror prevention at a time when I want to ask, do you feel safe in Trump's America? I ask this question almost on a weekly basis just to gauge the audience's temperature. Almost always they say no. I don't feel safe when I'm flying. I don't feel safe in Trump's America whatsoever. I see ICE agents and everything is unpredictable. So again, it's not about the gardener or the job. I see that they put the LinkedIn in this, but that's not even the main point. There isn't much else on his resume to suggest he has the requisite skills to weed out terrorists. See, that is the point right there. Prior to his work as a gardener while studying for a degree in politics and law, Fugatti worked as an HEB at an HEB supermarket in Austin, Texas, as a cross-functional team member. Since leaving college, he's had a meteoric rise in the political world, having served as an advanced team member on Trump's 2024 campaign, according to his LinkedIn page. So if you just happen to work for the Trump 2024 campaign, that means you were loyal enough to Donald Trump to now be escalated into these massively high positions. I mean, seriously, this is basically equivalent to me being a field organizer for the Harris campaign, and they see that I'm so loyal, they thrust me into this position of power if they hypothetically won, and then 22-year-old me, because I'm 22, is leading U.S. terror prevention, and when you look at my resume from 16 to 20 years old, everyone would not be impressed. No one would be impressed by the jobs I worked when I was 16 to 20 years old. It's like, what the hell? And I honestly don't think the Kamala Harris administration would do that because they actually value competence over loyalty. Also, I would hope that my photo wouldn't be like this. Why is he raising his eyebrow? Can you just look into the camera like a normal 22-year-old? Why is he like... I'm going to be nice, but going back to Paul Ingracia, this guy is a little bit more nefarious. He scares me a bit more. I mean, he tweeted out recently after going to a Nick Fuentes rally that, quote, I think we could admit at this stage that Israel-Palestine, this was after October 7th, much like Ukraine before it, and BLM before that, and COVID, and the vaccines was yet another PSYOP, meaning psychological operation. So he thinks Ukraine, he thinks BLM, he thinks Israel and Palestine, he thinks COVID and the vaccine, they're all just psyops. And this man is in a huge position of power. I mean, he would let Andrew Tate off in an absolute second. This is supposed to be the party of morals and Christian values. And they genuinely have gaslit themselves into thinking they are the unifying ones. They are the ones who reject political violence. And it's insane. Yet half of the people in Trump's admin have openly called on Twitter. Not even half, like 90% of the people in Trump's admin think the election was stolen, are not living in reality, violate due process, are the ones who have called for violence and enabled violence. It's an insane twisting of events, and we'll make sure that doesn't happen. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, then make sure you drop a like. I just want to say I'm grateful to each and every single person who watches these videos. It means a lot. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.